Morning and a community connection brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And our community connection on K1 this morning, get the opportunity to talk a little bit with Mary Johnson. She is a representative in from PEO Sisterhood, and I really don't know much about the organization, so you and I are going to find out a little bit together. First of all, Mary, thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate talking to you and allowing you to educate us a little bit about PEO. Growing up in central Illinois, about 30 miles from Peoria, PEO is kind of an abbreviation for Peoria to me. So other than that, I understand really it's a philanthropic educational organization, which I guess probably is the PEO, right?
That's correct, yes. We are dedicated to general improvement and support of our sisters and the community. We're passionate about promoting educational opportunities for women, and we seek to motivate women to achieve their highest aspirations.
Sounds like some worthwhile goals. How long has the organization been around?
We were formed in Bartlesville, in 1930, and our sisterhood, the reason I'm here is our sisterhood is 150 years old this year.
Wow, congratulations as an organization. I don't think you were a member for all 150, but you look somewhat younger than that.
Well, I've been a PEO in Bartlesville for 38 years. My chapter is Chapter CH, and we have about 39 members who are residents and 5 non-resident members.
Mm-hmm.
The ladies come from many walks of life, and members who have been teachers, ranchers, artists. We have a state senator. We've had real estate brokers, dental office personnel, piano teachers, and ladies who've even run their own companies.
It sounds like a good cross-section of our community, then.
Very active women.
And I think that's what I guess I would expect. I saw a number somewhere around 6,000 active chapters in the country. Is that right?
That's correct. With 230,000 members. But over the lifetime of our organization, there have been about 500,000 ladies involved.
So you're no small pickings by any means. That's great. When I was looking things over a little bit, I did a little bit of research on the organization just nationally, and it's something that I came up with. Actually, I found it. Somebody posted it to Facebook as I was looking the organization over, and at the time, her husband was a senator, but Bess Truman, pretty active in PEO throughout her lifetime. So a first lady that was part of your organization.
Well, there are a lot of leaders in our country, and we just kind of operate under the radar. You don't hear PEO advertising itself, and I think this is probably one of the first times that our national or international organization has said, let's get out and tell the community about PEO.
Looking at during World War II, a lot of them, of course, were whacks and waves and served in uniform and then went back and still did a lot of things in their hometowns after government service. So sounds like, again, it parallels a lot of what you're talking about locally. Do you do local scholarships and service projects as far as the philanthropic part of your organization?
We're very strong in education, and through our international organization, we offer so many opportunities for young women. It's just, as a member for 38 years, it's even something that I wasn't aware of until I delved into it. But we have 6 philanthropies, education-oriented, that really make a difference in women's lives. And PEO set up a foundation to operate these because there were so many women applying and so much activity. We have our educational loan fund, which is a revolving loan fund that was established at the very beginning. The first philanthropic activity was in 1907, and up to the 20th.
Kind of significant year for Oklahoma.
Yes, there you go. Up to $20,000 is loaned to women who will have a payback period of 10 years from graduation. Many of these ladies just need a little extra boost to get through college and master's degrees. And right now, more than 40% of the applicants are pursuing master's degrees. Many ladies get into a career and then find out they need more education, or when they change their career, they need more college before they can pursue that second career. Mm-hmm. One of our winners was working on her PhD in chemistry and biochemistry, but when she got into the program, which was fully funded for her, she found out that her love was teaching. And so when she decided to switch her major, she lost her funding. So she came to PEO and received a loan. Last year, we loaned $70,000 to students, and since 1907, this is an astounding number, $195 million have been given to women, 47,000 women, to pursue their higher education.
And it's amazing that you're flying under most people's radar.
Yes, and women in little chapters across the country who donate $10 in memory of one of their beloved members don't think they have much impact, but when they are all pooled together, the money's come in, and we can help so many women.
Well, it sounds as though you're getting the job done.
So women out there, look for these opportunities. We also have scholarships. The PEO International Peace Scholarship is our scholarship that began in 1949, and it is for international women students. This was right after World War II, so PEO women were looking to help women in other countries that had been affected by the war, and they bring women to the United States or to study, mm-hmm. and they can study in Canada also, and then they are going back to their countries to improve the situations over there. A maximum grant is $5,000 for the year. And ladies can receive funding for 3 years.
I'll let you complete the story on that one in just a moment, but I really need to take a break. And, of course, we'll continue. Again, we're talking with Mary Johnson. Well, for some reason, I wanted to call you Pat. I'm sorry. Mary Johnson, she's in from PEO, giving us a little bit of a background on the organization and the impact it has not only across the state of Oklahoma and nationally, but here in Bartlesville as well. We'll continue in just a moment on 1400 K1.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
And again, if you're just joining us on a Community Connection this morning, talking with Mary Johnson. She is a representative from PEO, a local organization with national and international missions, particularly as it relates to education and encouraging women to be their best. And you were kind of still working on the Peace Scholarship when we took a break, because kind of an international outreach to, I guess I'll compare it to the Fulbright Scholarships and some of the others that came out after World War II, encouraging people to spread the good news of America elsewhere around the world.
Well, yes, and to go back to their home country and improve situations there. We're supporting a young woman from Nepal who is getting her master's degree in public health, and she wants to focus on underserved women and their reproductive health in Nepal. Another lady is from Nigeria, and she's pursuing her PhD in public health and hopes to become a role model and advocate for health and wellness of Nigerian women, especially those in the maternal and child health area. And one lady was from Ukraine. She's still studying, and she has 3 master's degrees, but is working on her PhD in international family and community studies. These are all so interesting, and what's so nice is that our magazine describes these ladies. I wouldn't know about them unless I read our magazine, and we find out if you want to send a note of encouragement, a little care package, if you're near where they're attending the university, go by and see them. And that's part of PEO, supporting besides monetarily.
Well, yeah, I would think the note of encouragement, even if it's just 2 lines saying, thinking of you, hope you have a good day, or something like that, would be tremendous to somebody that was maybe having a rough day studying for a test.
Oh, my, yes. And throughout the years that this Peace Scholarship has been available, we've given away over $38 million in scholarships.
I didn't get a dime of it.
Another one of our programs is continuing education, and these are need-based grants for women in the U.S. and Canada who have had their education interrupted and find themselves needing to support their families and need to go back to school. One of our winners from 2017 who received a grant has her master's degree in education now, LaTanya Jackson, and she said she beat the odds. She came from a single mom in poverty. She kept trying in school. She never gave up. Her grandma helped her believe in herself, and PEO stepped up and helped her when she didn't know where to go, and now she's in charge of the education department in a prison, and she gets to inspire others to realize that they can be achievers and to never give up on themselves.
Well, now that is a big step up for the people that she would be serving, though. That's tremendous.
Yes, yes. We have a Scholars Award also, which was established in 1991 to provide merit-based awards for women who are pursuing doctoral degrees. I think I told you some of these other ladies were also, but these ladies, for instance, one winner is at the University of Alabama, working on her MD and PhD in public health and hoping to be a pediatric endocrinologist specializing in childhood obesity and chronic metabolic disease. Another lady is from the University of Cincinnati getting her PhD in English literature and creative writing. She plans to publish her own works and teach at the university level. And another winner has working on her PhD in microbiology and is going to vet school as well. So she wants to help with infectious disease management. So all these ladies are wanting to contribute to their country, their community, to the world. And it's wonderful to see that we can help. In just the maybe 10 years since its inception, 2,200 women have been helped. These are scholarships that have gone out to 2,200 women and $24 million worth.
Wow.
So don't ever give up, ladies. Go looking for these scholarships. Check with your high school counselors. Google it.
Sure, why not? The information about the national is fascinating, but again, you're part of a local chapter. Do you have a story about how you got involved in PEO?
Well, I had friends who were PEOs. I found out all the good things that they did, and I, being a teacher, I was very touched to know how much they're involved in supporting education and helping other women with their education. And so that was the key for me, and I have enjoyed my 38 years. I've gone back to teaching in the middle of that, so wasn't able to attend some of the meetings, but I still support them, and I'm very impressed with PEO.
I can see why you would be. The stories, and I realize these are the mountaintop experiences, but the organization nationally is doing some great work, and every chapter, I'm sure, has to feel like they're plugged in, that they're doing their part to make those mountaintop experiences work.
Well, and we're very lucky to live fairly close to another one of our projects, which is Cotty College. And that's over in Nevada, Missouri. So our chapter has made trips over there and donated. And Oklahoma chapters all together have put together the Oklahoma suite at Cotty College. Okay. And furnished that for college girls. Cotty was formed in 1884. That's a long time ago. But since 1927, PEO Sisterhood has supported and owned it. And it is a small, independent, fully accredited liberal arts and sciences four-year college for women.
Right on the state line there, Nevada, Kansas, and Missouri state line, U.S. 54. Yeah, right straight through there.
And the U.S. News and World Report lists it as in the top 10 of regional colleges in the Midwest and number one best regional value. And in looking at their website, sophomore ladies who have at least 24 hours of credits are given a free international trip in their sophomore year. And if they come in as juniors or seniors, once they get 24 hours of credit, they are also entitled to a free international trip. I haven't found out where they've gone, but it sounds wonderful.
I would have to believe it varies depending on maybe where they can get a goodbye on transportation to a particular destination, but that would just be Charlie sitting here in the newsroom guessing, so I don't want to carry that guess too far.
Well, these ladies who go to Cotty have come from 37 states and 15 countries. So we send little care packages over. We've had ladies from Bartlesville attend Cotty, and we support them. We've offered scholarships to help them go to Cotty. So that is another one of our projects. And the last project was established in 2009 called the Star Scholarship, and this is for high school senior women so that they can attend college.
Wow. I just looking at the clock, and I know we're not going to have a lot of time to cover that particular one, but if people are interested in what's going on, fear not, we'll be talking about PEO again next week.
We will. We'll look forward to coming back next Friday.
Just out of curiosity, I've got about 50 seconds left. Is there a local scholarship within Washington County that students can apply for?
Not in Washington County.
Not in Washington
County.
No. Well, we have to work on that part.
But there are hundreds available on the website.
Okay.
And as you can see, my organization hasn't advertised itself, but we are investing in education for women. $321 million have been given away by PEO since it was founded to 105,000 women. That's three Bartlesvilles.
That's really tremendous. And again, it's a story that, by and large, at least hasn't been told around here. So thank you very much.
My pleasure.
We'll tune in for Chapter 2 next week.
That's
our Community Connection on 1400 K1 this morning. We've been talking with Mary Johnson. She is a representative from PEO. More on the way next week. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. Investigators are re-examining.